That's okay.
Can I go? Okay, you sent me the video the day before, and it was weird because you had in the video some of the symptoms that are typical from the depression stage that goes before the maniacal part. But then you called me actually, because I texted you back and then you called me, and I didn't get it if you. We were talking in abstract about artistic things, so I didn't get it how far you were. Because, okay, if we talk abstract, we could talk about crazy stuff, and it's fine. But then, and then the next day, I was already a bit in alarm, saying, okay, tomorrow I'm gonna text Jennifer again anyway to check it out. Next day, I noticed that you were posting during the night. And the first thing I thought, oh fuck, she's not sleeping. So she was like, you're posting stuff during the night. I'm gonna call you later because I had a night doctor visit. So, because that's a bit of funny part. I went to the eye doctor. They put drops in your eye. So for a while you don't see, you don't see nearby.
Okay.
So I was at the bank. And after, because I have to do all this stuff with my mom, and a message arrived. And I understand from the way, because I couldn't read it. From
that
the way.
That must be so weird.
Yeah, that was so weird. From the way that it was written, the name, because I see all blurry, that was Tony.
Okay.
And so, because I saved like Tony, Jennifer's boyfriend, so it was a long T, so I made it. So I understood it was in Italian. So I give it the phone to my mom. I say, mom, can you read this? Because I cannot. And so it just it wrote down that it was worried because you weren't sleeping and etc. And I thought, okay. So that was just confirmation of everything. On my way back home from the bank, your mom texted me. So I was like, okay, that's sure. Then I called you straight away, and I don't know, do you remember what we talked about?
The only conversation I remember, but I think it was the same day, the Wednesday that everything happened, that we were talking about the project of the pictures.
That was the day before.
And that you were telling me, why didn't you tell me it was research? And I said something like, no, I don't know. That it was research or something.
I don't
remember. But you see, could be all in my head for all I know.
No, but what we were talking about in that part is that I was asking you if you were asleep and you said it wasn't important. Because it was important to solve problems. So I asked, which kind of problems? Is it problems? So, okay, cool. And then I tried to drag you to practical stuff to see how hook up you are with reality. So I said, you remember when you sent us the emergency plan?
Uh-huh.
And I point the symptoms that you wrote. The curious thing, I read it just 2 days before. So I was like, okay, you wrote down that if you don't sleep, if you don't take care of yourself, blah, blah, blah. One thing that we can do is to get mad at you for that and let you know that we are mad that you're not doing this stuff. And your answer was like, yeah, but this would be the behavior that a child would have. So
I'm such a smart ass.
No, so I was like, okay, it's worthless talking to her right now.
Exactly.
So I say, okay, doesn't matter. Talk to you later. So I hang up down and I called Justina because I hoped she had your psychiatric number.
No.
Because you are a bitch and you give her this, oh, you're gonna make decision for me. But you didn't give her any tool to do that.
I didn't even have that number before. Can you imagine? After the whole crisis, my psychiatrist made a list with the names and everything.
Which, by the way, I say Tony that I need to share, but he did not.
He still,
I'm gonna, in case he sent a reminder. And she told me that she didn't have it. So I was like, fuck. And I say, okay, Jennifer is not good. Yeah, but I talked to her yesterday. She was okay. She was fucking lying. So, please.
No, I shouldn't be laughing, but it's hilarious to think and, how far I can go,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, no, not. It was like, so I don't know if you had a chance, if you can, to go to check it out. Because Tony's worried, mother's calling me. Then you might talk to your mother as well. And actually, it was useful because... your mother saw you already like this, so she could tell me which level was like, no, it's kind of bad, which I got it, but okay.
I didn't even know that she knew me that well.
She did, and I don't know, but she was really worried. She was shitting worried, and she didn't know what to do. And I felt that she said something really nice, that, for example, my mother would struggle to say something like that, because she say later, not in that phone call, but like when everything was a little bit settled down, it's like, yeah, because there is a limit for things that I can't do, because at some point is the family that you choose, like the friends and everything, that can help you more.
It's true. She knows me.
And it's fun because like this is a concept, for example, that my mom would never develop really so clearly. Like your family is your family, you know?
Yeah.
Then you can, but she, it was interesting because she showed me that she got it, like, in that moment, we were much more useful than she was.
Yeah.
And recognize that from others, tough, huh? So, appreciate that.
I do.
So, I called Justina, so Justina told me that she will go to you, then I was texting to her updating. meanwhile,
stop laughing.
No, I'm sorry, okay. I can't help it because I didn't see this and I don't remember this, and it's like playing this movie in my head of things that I thought went a certain way and it was completely not, you know?
Yeah. Then I was asking my father if the steps I was doing were correct, to be sure. And nobody had his number, so I was like, okay, I don't want to call the ambulance because I have no clue how it works. It's gonna be traumatic. It's nonsense. I don't wanna see if we can avoid it. So we need to get the number, and then I remember Eleonora, and I'm like, text Eleonora. They say, okay, situation is this, which is the psychiatric emergency number, and so she gave me the number. Then I contacted only Dutch speakers. And I say, okay, this is the number, please. tell them this. And then, because you can say everything you want bad about this country, but the good thing, they have internet and system. So once, you know, the name was registered, so
yeah,
they got it and so on. Then the detail about that, she can tell. Because
yep.
I cannot.
She's so angry at me right now.
No.
I love you.
And then later, I just know that she was going, and I was happy because I wouldn't be let Justina alone, because I knew it was the first time for Justina to see something like that. So
yeah,
it was like, might be tough. Plus, Tony is useless.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
in that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was super nice. It was very worried and it was very responding. The problem is that he doesn't speak fucking word of any language.
Yeah.
So I found myself with they put the phone in the middle and me translating between Justina and Tony.
Oh my God. You're everything. What would I do without you? Like, seriously.
So,
I know you didn't ask for this, but thank you.
When she told me that guys will come, I would say, okay, that's a good step. And then before actually they came, they told Justina and Cherry told me that they convince you to take the fucking medicine.
Which medicine was that? Did you hear...
No, I don't know this thing. You're mad?
That's why I'm mad. I'm not mad at what happened. I'm mad at what you did.
What she did?
Oh my God.
From the beginning.
Yeah, you go from here and then I take it.
Yeah, so you gave me the number and then... You know, they were very annoying because they didn't want to take action. They just wanted your psychiatrist. She's like, can you call it? Yeah, but that's the number I don't have.
So I'm gonna explain slowly. I don't have the number of the psychiatric.
So I gave them your name and then they checked it in the system. So they referred me to another number, and that's the middle person. You have your psychiatrist, there's the guy. I don't know.
The psychologist.
Yeah. He's the one.